Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for September the 7th, 2025. I got a call from yesterday from Raymond in LA, and I was very, very pleased about that. We had a nice long chat. He is nowhere near where he needs to be to work upon himself, as I told him. So he asked then one more question from the phone. And this is rare to have somebody call me like that. I'm just very impressed. He said, how do I judge myself when I realize how cruel I've been? You say judge not, but how? Raymond, L.A. LA's fine, sun shines. You know, again, this word futile has to come in, and it's futile to sustain my pride, my vanity, my ego. And this is what most people do. That's all they have. You know, it's sad and absolutely pathetic to realize the American public is not a very mature people. And we are allowed to vote and do all the mischief we can in our politics, which is what it's all about, self-preservation and the mischief that goes along with it. We just don't have any interest in anything other than ourselves. And we think in terms of what I want, how do I get it, who's keeping me from getting what I want. And then this act and react modality goes into play in our emotions and our intent, and we start doing and saying things that are unkind and rip apart our life to pieces, but we just don't get it. We simply don't get it, and we don't understand that we are our life. So let me explain something to you, Raymond. Your world is only the world you can believe in. Your world is the only world that you understand. You have created this world via your intellect, your emotions, those two things. They have worked together to work against you. And you have assumed that everything you see in this world and everything that you think, say, and do, and that others think, say, and do, have some sort of gigantic effect upon you, and you're either happy about that or unhappy about that. And there is no sense of your own, shall we say, presence in your life. The only presence you have in your life is to try to survive, and that's as far as it goes. And anything I would say to help you with that, you would ignore or simply not understand, because you, like many, live in self-preservation. That's all that matters. How you live in self-preservation. How you get the things you want. How you get excess. How you prove yourself in your own mind to people. How you live in that corridor of limitation, of fear, of anger. So you're going to react. And in that reaction and in the reactions you have about how you try to preserve your life and yourself, you're going to say and do many things. Things that have consequences to them. No one ever taught us when we were little. There are consequences for the things that we do. We just really don't want to hear it. We want to believe that there are none, and anything that we do that is retaliatory is deserved. I've had people who tell me that they are very spiritual. I've had colleagues that have told me how spiritual they are, and they do the damnedest things to their own life. And it's all about vengeance and pride. All of this goes against the grain of our soul, our heart, our authentic heart. The object is to allow your real heart to manifest, to grow within you, and then to use it to fall in love with your soul. If you cannot do this, if you do not do this, there will be many things in your world that will manifest that you will not understand why they're there and how they got there and whether or not you will think they are deserved. Some of them will be good things, you think, and some of them won't be so good. But both the good things and the not so good things are the same thing. They all have consequences. And the people I know who have everything going, you know, they have the money, the house, the cars, the whole thing, the lifestyle, they're miserable. And they have to keep busy all the time. Because if they don't keep busy and they're not in their mischief all the time, then they find that they get bored and that they do and say things that really are unnecessary and cause more problems. If you are living for the sake of happiness, you will never be able to forgive. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Very profound words. Very profound words. These were the words of Jesus as he was being killed on the cross by the very people that he served. And his own disciples even betrayed him. So this is a human event. These are human beings with human experiences that do not transcend the human heart. You're going to have to understand, if you go to your human heart to try to forgive, you will never be forgiven. You will never be able to do it. And it isn't Greg or Raymond that needs to forgive, because they can't. There must be a higher presence, a deeper presence, a more profound presence within us that we give ourselves over to, which is in consciousness. We meditate to realize consciousness. In consciousness, there is no Greg. There is no Raymond. There's neither. Hence, there is nothing but forgiveness. And as we immerse ourselves in that forgiveness, we realize everything that happened was to bring me and thee into the soul, the presence of the soul that is absolute love. Now, this all sounds like a fairy story to most people. They just can't do it. They don't care to do it. They're not interested in doing it. And I understand all of that. Believe me, I do, after 50-some years of being a teacher. But there is nothing I can say. You need to go out, Raymond, and screw up your life as much as you possibly can, whether it's through spiritual indifference or drugs or alcohol or whatever you choose. As you talk to me about, these things are just tools of your own indifference, spiritual indifference. And there is nothing anyone can say to you. You want something to come into your physical life and make your physical life more comfortable. That's not what this is about. It doesn't work like that. We're not here to have a happy life. We're here to find love and to have a loving experience. This loving experience is beyond the precepts and the concepts of our moral decay that is going on within us as we think we're being moral people. We're not moral people. We are natural born killers. And we destroy everything, all the bad weather, the things that we're seeing in the world. In a way, we're all responsible. I am, everybody is. We voted for the people that would go against all this, against the natural, loving care of this earth. That's what we're all about. We're all about getting what we can get, and who cares who gets hurt along the way. So there's the issue, my dear friend. And to forgive yourself, you're going to have to transcend. You're going to have to stop expecting so much out of the human Raymond and find out who you are. And that answers more of your question of why work on yourself, because it is a deeply important experience that very few people ever do. Very few. Hope this helps you. Raymond, call me again if you want. I'm here for you to help you. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.